Chapter 2. Mr. Baker Arrives. The advert was placed in several evening papers. Peterson also purchased a goose, similar to the one he and his family had eaten. Just before 6:30 the next day, I went to join Holmes, and we waited to see if the owner of the goose would turn up. At 6:35 there was a knock at the door. A tall man stood there, dressed in a black frock coat, which had seen better days. "Mr. Henry Baker, I believe," said Holmes. "I think this might be yours." He pointed to the hat. "Yes, sir, that is my hat without a doubt." "Good. The goose, I'm afraid, we had to eat," said Holmes, smiling. "You've eaten it?" exclaimed the man. "It would have gone bad," said Holmes. "But this other one," he pointed to the table, "is the same size and is much fresher. Will that not suit you?" "Oh, yes," said Mr. Baker with relief. "It will suit us very well. We still have the feathers, the legs, the crop, and so on, of your own bird, if you wish to have them." The man laughed. "I have no use for such things," he said. "Very well," said Holmes. "But could you tell me where you got the bird? It was a fine one." "Of course, at the Alpha Inn, near the museum. We pay a few pence each week through the year for our Christmas goose. The landlord buys the birds at a good rate, and we take them home on Christmas Eve." With a few more polite words, the man bowed to us both, thanked us again, and left with his hat on his head and the goose under his arm.
"So much for Mr. Henry Baker," said Holmes. "But I think we might visit the landlord of the Alpha Inn. Would you like a glass of beer, Watson?"